You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. A quote by Gay Hendricks from his brilliant book, The Big Leap. Each of us has an inner thermostat setting that determines how much love, success, and creativity we allow ourselves to enjoy. When we exceed our inner thermostat setting, we will often do something to sabotage ourselves, causing us to drop back into the old, familiar zone that we feel secure in. I know for me, there were years where I can now see that I held myself back from achieving the goals that I seemingly wanted to achieve in my life. I can see this most clearly through the goals that I held for my work and in my business. I had goals of wanting to achieve financial stability, of being able to make a positive contribution, and of being of service in a deep and meaningful way. But underneath those goals, I could see that there were some things that were holding me back unconsciously from really doing what needed to be done, taking the inspired action in order to create opportunities for these goals to be fulfilled. These were beliefs like, if I earned more money, I would need to deal with more complicated financial stuff. I didn't believe I was capable of dealing with finance at that level of business that I wanted to create. I also had the belief that more exposure would equal more criticism, that if I were to be more visible in my work and in the world, then I would be at the effect of people's judgment and criticism of the work that I was doing. Another big belief for me that really held me back from moving towards these goals that I had set for myself was that I believed that the more successful I was in my business, the more time it would take away from me to spend with my kids. This was a really big one for me because I wanted to have a successful business. I wanted to do really meaningful work and make an impact through the work I was doing in the world, but I also wanted to be a present parent. I wanted to be able to be there for my kids. I wanted to be able to spend that quality time with them, especially in the years before they went off to school. I wanted to be able to be there for them throughout the course of the day. In my mind, I equated success with me being away from home more, having to potentially travel with work. And these were things that ultimately held me back and stopped me taking the action that I was being inspired to take. So there was this real push-pull energy. I was inspired to take the action, but then would apply my own resistance because of the perceived negative consequences of me achieving that particular goal. I can see really clearly that this idea of either being the parent who created the financial prosperity in the family or being the parent who was present and available was something that stemmed from my own childhood. My dad would go off to work. He had his own business, and work took up a lot of his time and energy and attention, especially when me and my siblings were little. And so it was my mom that was at home with us. She would be there before school. She would be there when we got home from school. She would take us to our sporting activities. She would be there to make dinner. And so in my mind, because of this experience, I cultivated the belief that you are either the earning parent or the present loving parent. And so it took me some time to untangle these beliefs. And that's what I want you to consider today. I invite you to take 5 minutes to ask yourself and answer these questions. The first one is, what are the negative implications of me getting everything I want? When you think of those goals that you have for yourself, what are the perceived negative implications that you'll have to experience if you achieve that goal? The second question I want you to consider is, what would you have to give up if you achieved that goal? Again, in my example, for me to have achieved the goal of the business success that I wanted to create, I would have to give up time with my kids. So that was the payoff for me. It was either have the successful business and give up time with your kids, or give up on the business and spend time with your kids. So that second question, what would you have to give up if you got everything you wanted? And the third question I want you to consider is, what if the opposite were true? In my example, I perceived that having a financially successful business would mean that I would have to deal with more complicated finance stuff. What if the opposite were true? What if earning more money made the financial stuff more simple? What if it gave me the opportunity and resources to bring someone on into my team to help me navigate that stuff, to ultimately make it more simple and less complicated? With my belief of more exposure equaling more criticism, what if the opposite were true? What if more exposure didn't equal more criticism, but more exposure equaled more impact, more influence, more service, more contribution? And in the example where my business success would equal time away from my kids, what if the opposite were true? What if the more successful my business, the more time I had to spend with my kids? All of these opposites are actually things that have come true for me in my business by simply taking these limiting beliefs, these self-sabotaging beliefs, and flipping them on their head. So again, take some time today to consider these questions. What are the negative implications of you getting everything you want? What would you have to give up? And what if the opposite were actually true? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.